Bertemu kembali dalam niaga awal ni. Seterusnya, ringgit dijangka lebih tinggi pada minggu ini dengan diniagakan pada paras 4.59 dengan hingga 4.62 berbanding dolar Amerika Syarikat berikutan sentimen pasaran yang lebih baik. Ketua Penyelidikan dan Penasihat Kekayaan UOB Kay Hian Wealth Advisors Sdn Bhd Muhammad Siddiq Jantan berkata ketidakstabilan tukaran mata wang asing kekal pada paras tinggi selama bertahun-tahun pada suku ketiga dan dijangka meningkat lagi. Dan juga tambah beliau, ini berikutan dasar monetari yang terus diperketat oleh bank-bank pusat di seluruh dunia dalam usaha untuk mengekalkan paras inflasi semasa yang tinggi daripada melanda ekonomi mereka. Bagaimanapun, turun naik ringgit lebih rendah berbanding mata wang lain di rantau ini. Bagi ketidakstabilan mata wang, ringgit berada pada 6.7% berbanding dolar Singapura, 7.2% rupiah Indonesia, 10.1% dan baht Thailand, 10.3%. Muhammad Siddiq berkata bajet 2023 yang dijadual dibentangkan Jumaat ini berkecenderungan membuatkan ringgit untuk ditutup lebih rendah ketika minggu bajet. Sementara itu, Bursa Malaysia dijangka mengalami dagangan yang dengan keadaan berhati-hati pada minggu ini berikutan ketidaktentuan dalam ekonomi global terus mempengaruhi sentimen. Naib Presiden Penyelidikan Equity Rakuten Trade Sdn Bhd Tong Pak Leng berkata, indeks penanda aras mungkin berada dalam aliran berjulat 1,390 hingga 1,410 minggu ini dan juga pembelian semasa harga rendah diunjurkan berlaku kerana FBM KLCI kekal pada kedudukan terlebih jual. Dan juga selain itu, beliau turut berkata tekanan ke atas saham tempatan dan juga serantau dijangka berterusan memandangkan kadar faedah dan hasil bond semakin tinggi. Manakala dari sudut pandang teknikal, sokongan serta merta dijangka pada paras 1,380 dan rintangan pada 1,410 bagi dagangan yang baru berakhir minggu lepas dan Bursa Malaysia mengalami penurunan seiring dengan pasaran serantau yang lain. Alright, oil market has fallen by 56% after touching all-time high on March 3, 2022. Markets are in turmoil, especially equity and bond. There is an understanding in the market among investors and global economy is heading for a deep recession. Will the demand of oil come back and will prices collapse like April 20th, 2020 of -37.63 per barrel? Is oil market still backwardation phase? Can Europe and also North America survive a tough winter with higher natural gas prices? This and many more. We have Shan Said with us from Jiwai IQI. Shan, good morning. Thank you so much for being with us this morning, Shan. In July, you said oil prices would be, you know, meandering around $110 to $150 a barrel. Few banks like JP Morgan and Goldman were bullish, but Goldman revised its forecast last week for year end at $100 a barrel. You know, what do you have to say about this projection by all these banks and also from your side as well?
We at Jiwai IQI still maintain our stance that oil market will be meandering around $110 to $150 per barrel, taking into account the demand is still there. Day after tomorrow on Wednesday, OPEC and OPEC Plus will decide about the production cuts. And if you pick up this morning's Financial Times and Wall Street Journal, they are talking about there will be a production cut likely between 1 million and 1.5 million barrels per day. If that happens, obviously the markets will take that into account and the prices will go up. Secondly, the geopolitical risk is still very much on the cards. The conflict between Russia and Ukraine is dragging the global economy into slow growth. But despite all these, I still think that oil market will show its head and the prices will continue to stay in the northern region.
Ashan, is oil market still in, you know, backwardation phase and has the demand come down due to the recessionary fears in the global economy, especially in advanced economies, you know, for next year, or fundamentals still intact? What do you think?
Absolutely, Najib. The market is still in backwardation phase because there are many economies that are recovering fast. So right now when I speak, the demand for oil is between 93 and 95 million barrels per day. And moving forward, we still expect the demand to touch 100 million barrels per day by Q1 2023. So there are a lot of players who still want oil. Europe needs oil because the winters are coming, natural gas prices are going high. So the market is still in backwardation phase. The spot price is still higher than the forward price.
Sean, of course, we expect that the OPEC and OPEC Plus will come up with a decision whether they're going to cut the output or production or not. But as we look at the war in Ukraine, it doesn't show any subsides signs and all that. And we know that oil has become the weapon in this war. But do you think that the oil price by year end or by next year will it become below $100 a barrel, given that if OPEC Plus and Russia cut its oil production and all that?
I don't foresee oil prices coming down $100 per barrel next year, because the demand is still very much there. There are concerns about geopolitical risk. As you rightly pointed out, this conflict is not getting over, and it is getting hot. And there is a concern about investors that what if this continues for another year? And as you know, that Russia has stopped its Nord Stream 1 gas pipeline to Europe, and it has started maintenance of that. I don't foresee that maintenance happening soon. It will be a drag. And as you know, because of this sanction, Russia is pulling back the production cuts from Russia, which supplies 10% to the global economy, is around 2 to 2.5 million barrels per day. So right now, the production of Russia is 11.5 million. And next year, it goes down to 9 billion barrels per day. So 2.5 million barrels per day off the market. But the demand is still very much there. So oil prices continue to stay north. And we at Jowai IQI, we are buoyant on the oil market.
All right. Sean Syed, thank you so much for joining us this morning. This is Sean Syed, Chief Economist of Jowai IQI. We'll talk about the oil market and also expectation and forecast for year end, also next year. Thank you so much, Sean. We're going to take a short break and we're going to come back with more international news and also the market update of local and regional with Ibrahim Sani after this.